Thank you for letting me clean my face before the interrogation. Ah, yes, I'll tell you the story, officer. Yes, including all the details. Well, it happened 2 days ago. I was on the way to the alchemy shop. I was going to buy some herbs for making cheese I had just finished, and was heading home. I remember that I was wearing some warm clothes because it was snowing. Then, someone approached me from behind and covered my mouth with one hand while I was holding my wrist with the other one. His hands were so strong. It looked like he knew what he was doing. And his smell was like wet wood, like the forest. It wasn't unpleasant. Well, I froze in his grasp. I was too scared to react before I knew he had put me in a chokehold. Yes, near to the tavern. No, apparently nobody noticed that. Or maybe they just ignored what was happening. After, when he released me, I tried to turn around to see his face, but it struck me really hard on my head. And everything turned black. I don't know what was he hit me with, maybe with a rock or a brick, but I'm not sure, officer. I woke up on a bed. The only fabric which was covering my skin was clean wet lingerie, as wet as my hair. Well, the room was closed, so I began to look around. There was only one bed. The sheets were silky and smooth. Everything had a good appearance. Clean, silky. There was even a little bathroom. Not as luxurious as the room, but at least was clean. I didn't know what was about to happen to me. Yes, but not the kind of luxury a person with a lot of money will have. It was something more erotic. And that frightened me. I looked up to my reflection in the bathroom mirror. My hair was messy and a little bit bloody where the man had struck me. It still hurt. They had only changed my clothing and hid the ones I was wearing. I was distracted and I was startled when someone entered the room. I hid behind the door, praying to remain in sync. That place was small and obviously they were going to find me. I crawled as far as I could go, but they came for me. A man I didn't saw before took me and held my wrist and threw me to the floor of the bedroom. There were more people there too. I was tinier than all of them. They put their hands on my body and touched me a little way. Then a girl came in. No, they didn't have their work with me in that moment. That girl took me to the bathtub. She didn't tell me anything and ignored all my pleading. She only opened her mouth to say naughty things. She prepared a bath, a nice one for me. That made me worry even more. No one kidnapped someone to pamper her. Anyway, the other men who came in with her were standing guard at the door. She began to wash my hair, trying to remove blood and dirt from it. You can see the dirt easily on white sheets. She didn't let me help but told me to stay still. Her hands were feminine, like her face. At first, I thought she was a kidnapped girl too, but I was wrong. She started to caress my ears as if they were exotic to her, but then I realized that her square as pointed as mine. I felt her warm breath on my neck while her mouth was approaching. My ears are too sensitive. No, don't touch them, please. Yes. She began to lick and bite my neck while her hands were sliding through my breasts, with the excuse of washing them with soap. Her hands were moving expertly, sliding under the wearing and touching every part of my body. She looked at me, lustful, when I couldn't repress a moan. After that, she said release my breast to play with my clit, saying filthy things all the time. I had never had any kind of sexual experience before, so this was completely new for me. I was so wet, and she was so pretty, and I never been touched like this by a woman before. What? No! Well, yes. Yes, I like it, but I didn't agree to it. I didn't want it. Well, never mind. The point is that she took off her clothing too. It wasn't slow and sultry, it was fast and desperate. I crawled again in the corner of the bathroom and held my legs, but she pulled my ankles to force me to stretch out before lying down on me. I tried to get away from her, but she ignored it and pressed her soft lips on mine and pushed her tongue between them, holding my throat steady with her hand. I was able to see her amazing body. I don't really remember how she did it, but she began to move back and forth, slowly rubbing our swollen clits together. Our juices intermingled as well as hormones. I tried to stop myself. I told myself not to look at her. And when I turned my head, I saw the eyes of that man. He seemed to be enjoying the scene. At least the face of that girl was kinder. I decided to let myself go, moving with her. I couldn't run away or resist, and I refused to cry no matter how bad I felt, so I gave her what she wanted. You are reading a lot. Let me see. You won't let me read it? Why? Oh my, what kind of notes are these? You write in the corner? Can I make her moan as loud as that elf girl? What? Give your notes back! Why do you think I'll continue with this? Oh, because you decide if the story is true or not? Shit. Okay. When we finished, she helped me to dry my body and gave me that lingerie again. Then, both of them left the room and locked the door. I was alone in that room, was almost in the dark, trying to figure out their sinister intentions. What did they want with my body? A lot of options came to mind. Almost everything. Murder, selling my organs, prostitution, slave auctions. No one else came, except for one man who looking on me, thinking that I was sleeping. In the middle of the night, he only came closer, trying to not make noise for not waking me up. He bent over the bed. He brought his fingers close to my face and put them under my nose. When my warm breath touched his fingers, he stood. I could feel his gaze on me until he left. I only slept a couple of hours until they woke me up again. This time, they took me to the bottom floor, which, to my surprise, was a bar. The man who grabbed me was there. I didn't saw his face, but the smell was the same. Do you need me to finish the story? It's too hard, and both of us know how it ends. Please, don't make me. Okay, fine. Let's just get over with. They held my arm when I stepped on the bottom floor, and they took me to the center of the room. The girl who showed me kicked my legs, and I fell on the floor on my knees. She told me to stay still, not move, and follow instructions. So, I did. The man stepped in front of me and held my face. His fingers were on both my cheeks and moved it side to side, while his face grew closer to mine. The thing that scared me the most was the fact that nobody gave me an explanation of what they wanted from me. I mean, only a couple of instructions, but nothing else. He stopped and looked into my eyes. I could only see cold indifference in his. I'm sure that mine radiated fear, confusion, and agitation. My lips parted with my heavy breathing, but even so, he forced my mouth open a little bit more. I didn't expect him to spit inside my mouth. No one had ever done that before. But I suppose I'd never been kidnapped before then either. That distracted me a bit. While I was standing, he stood up and took it out of his pants. Yes, his member. Don't laugh. I'm really serious. He put it in front of my face, of my lips. And then he spoke. It was the first time that anyone had spoken to me, if we don't count the girl of the bath and her obscenities while she was having her way with me. Yes, she raped me. I didn't ask for what happened. I didn't agree to it. Saying dirty things while we were fucking. Are you happy now? I can't believe I say that. He? What did he say? He told me to use the spit he had just put in my mouth to do a good job. He wanted it nice and sloppy. I looked around. There weren't so many people glancing at us. Only the girl, one of the bodyguards of the door, and the guy in front of me. The rest of people didn't care so much about the situation. They just looked at their drinks. I eyed him one last time, my gaze pleading, but he didn't answer. Scared, I stuck out my tongue and went ahead, caressing the tip. I was trembling. When I got used to it, I covered the tip with my lips, gently, and tried to suck it a little. That guy was getting impatient and wasn't satisfied with what I was doing. He told me to do it harder, faster, and to be eager. He didn't threaten me, but I didn't have any options. I experimented introducing it all inside my mouth, but I gagged, so I only took half of it inside and sucked it harder. He made a little noise and I stopped. I thought that I hurt him, but I didn't. He just gripped my head and moved it back and forth, forcing himself even more inside me with each thrust. Some tears mixed with all the spit that covered his shaft and my face. I wanted to finish him, so my right hand was burning his balls. Guttural sounds coming out of him and strands of my hair between his fingers. His member was too big for my mouth. Sometimes I felt it stretching my lips almost painfully. The spit running through my lips, my chin, neck, and breasts. I felt them wet, the saliva getting on the white lingerie and my skin, covering my nipples. I was a total mess. I gripped his member harder between my lips while he was moving my head rather eager and needy. He made sounds moving with more regularity. I didn't know when he was about to finish, so I lifted my gaze and saw his face. I couldn't guess how I was performing. Then a picture appeared on my head. How ridiculous did I look? dirty and wet lingerie, messy hair, my face spilling spit on the rest of my body, his chef filling my mouth and trying to gain access to my throat, and still my eyes pleading for his mercy. When his thrust were reached a climax, he took his shaft out of my mouth while I was panting and dropping speed. He held my hand and made me put it around him, squeezing and rubbing it, guiding me with his own hand, fast and rough. I noticed his gaze on me all the time. I jumped when a white, thick elixir spurted out of him, straight onto my face. Instinctively, I closed my eyes. My hand was moving on its own, caressing him. Something still wrapped inside myself. His gown was covering my face, teeth, neck, hair, and my head. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. I thought my pussy got wet when his look hit me. I was petrified in light of the reaction of my body. My heart was racing and my breath heavy. I was trying to understand that reaction when someone knocked down the brothel door. And there I was, kneeling in front of that man, moving one hand around his shaft and caressing his balls with the other one. With the noise that you and your team members, I turned my face on that vibration and the first thing I found was your gaze. That's why the first thing you saw was an elf girl in dirty white lingerie kneeling in front of a man with a hand on his shaft and covered in his cum. You already know the end. Well, you can come to my house. Maybe I can avoid a lot of situations like that. If you decide to come, I'll invent more stories like this one. Judging by your notes, you liked it.